Chapter 43. It was the same conference room, but the only Gamma person in it this time was Casimira Rowe. She was again dressed all in black, as though in mourning, and she had a tissue in one hand.
Alice was moving up rapidly. She reminded me of myself in some ways.
Decker, White, and Andrews were seated on the opposite side of the table.
I can't believe she was killed, and then put where Alan Draymond was.
She looked at Decker.
Did she? Was the money?
He said nothing, but his look was probably enough.
How can I help you?
Said Rowe.
You can start with telling us about the working relationship Draymond and Lancer had. We already know that Draymond would stay over at her place sometimes.
I didn't know about that. Do you have a no-fraternization policy at Gamma?
Asked White.
We do, as a matter of fact. Then they probably kept their relationship secret.
I wonder what else they kept secret, said Decker.
What do you mean?
Asked Rowe.
Judge Cummins didn't hire your firm, yet Lancer volunteered to come in here and tell us about what exactly.
Oh, I see what you mean. If Draymond wasn't over there guarding the judge, then what could Alice know about it? Unless they were taking jobs on the side, but I would imagine they're prohibited from doing that.
Observed White.
Yes, they are. Our agents are full-time employees. No freelancing is allowed. It would be a liability nightmare.
I would think so, said Decker. But before she could tell us anything, she faints, gets taken to the hospital, and two fake plain clothes show up and whisk her away. At first, I thought it was planned out by her. But now, I'm thinking maybe those fake cops weren't her friends.
You think they killed her?
If they did, they did it in a way that brought it right back to your doorstep.
What was Draymond doing there unless he was guarding the judge?
Asked Rowe.
Decker said, what he was doing there was personal, about as personal as it gets.
Rowe looked confused for a moment, but then her eyes widened.
You mean?
Yes, I do.
But then why kill the judge? Because she was a witness?
Let's keep the focus on Draymond and Lancer. I take it they work together here?
Yes, Alice was Draymond's immediate superior. She oversaw his work, was sort of his handler. He wasn't the only one. She probably had 24 field agents she was overseeing.
But he was the only one who ended up dead.
Yes.
We need to see his work schedule for the last couple of months or so, and any communications between him and Lancer.
She began to speak, but then hesitated, looking down.
I'm afraid that won't be—
Decker interrupted her.
Okay, then we have to go to the media with this. You know, get the word out that Gamma people are dying left and right, and present and future clients might want to give the firm a wide berth for now. That way we might be able to get some help from the public to answer questions you refuse to.
Rowe scowled.
Is that a threat?
No, it's an option.
A nuclear option?
More like an assault weapon. When I go nuclear, it will be unmistakable.
And here I thought we had a meaningful working relationship.
It's only a relationship when it goes both ways. So what's it going to be? You pull your records and help us find out who's killing your people, or we release details to the media that will probably sink your business?
Rowe looked at Andrews.
Doug, is what he's doing even legal or FBI approved?
Andrews didn't take his eyes off Rowe. I really don't know, but I fully support it. Decker leaned toward her.
There's one more woman out there who's disappeared. I expect her to end up dead any time now. Maybe you're okay with slow walking all this, but I'm not. And I don't think your dad would be, either.
Rowe's face flushed.
Don't throw my father into this. You didn't even know him.
I know all I need to know about him. He was Secret Service. He took an oath to take a bullet to keep the president alive. You think he'd let a bunch of red tape stand in the way of saving someone?
Rowe balled up her tissue and put it in her pocket. She stood.
I'll get the records for you.
Thank you, said Decker.
You must be a very good chess player,
she said. Maybe, if I ever took up the game. I just can't seem to find the time. She stalked out.
Andrew sat back and let out a long breath. Jesus, I can't believe I just said what I did. But damn, it felt good.
You should transfer up to D.C., Doug,
said White.
From what I've heard, this stuff is a daily occurrence with Decker.
How do you not get your ass fired, Decker? Andrews asked.
Decker said, they know I don't give a shit. It's like body armor.
Andrews looked stunned. Why the hell didn't I ever think of that?